There's a buzz of activity this week at Eastern Kentucky University. Hundreds of beekeepers from several states and even outside the U.S. are in Richmond participating in the Eastern Apicultural Society meeting. A group of a dozen or so beekeeping enthusiasts donned veiled protective hats Monday and gathered around a demonstration hive. Jen Keller is an apiculture technician at North Carolina State University. Whether it be a business or hobby, Keller says splitting beehives is one method used to expand an operation.
It's one way of increasing your number of hives without having to purchase a new hive. So you can save money, and also, a lot of times hives will swarm if they get too crowded. So this is a hive swarm management technique as well.
Joining Keller in the apiary was Don Hopkins, who's been a beekeeper for decades. He says industry demographics are changing.
It used to be something that gray-haired males used to do. Now it's pretty wide open for everybody. Everybody seems to be getting into it now.
While research continues into colony collapse disorder and the loss of honeybees, Hopkins believes the situation is improving in his home state of North Carolina. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.